It was, Aidan, yeah. They certainly didn't give up yesterday, but whatever it is about the water breaks, we've spoken about it when we were covering the games, club games here. Clare took off after the first water break, the second half of the first half. They scored 8 points without reply. And then when we needed a good start to the second half, they got the two opening points into the wind to start the second half. So we were 10 points down. We were suddenly 12 points down at halftime.
When you look at Wexford's running game, it should work against the wind. Quick hand passes, you know, it's not just long bombs into the full forward line. So that should have worked to our advantage in the first half, like it did for Cork last night. But it just didn't work out that way. And we only scored 3 points in the opening half of Hurling. And you just can't do that in Championship Hurling.
You can make all the excuses you want. Heavy underfoot conditions. The pitch looked good, but they were still heavy conditions. You had a strong wind. They actually worked for the first 10, 12, 15 minutes in the short passing game. Worked brilliantly. But Clare have at least six players that are well over 6 foot. Stephen O'Halloran, Jason McCarty, the two McCarty brothers who are in the fittest family. They're no slouches. So they just had that physical element. Colin Guilfoyle is probably one of the biggest men I've ever seen hurl. And they just had that physical element. And then they had the likes of Shane O'Donnell and Ryan Taylor, who incidentally both didn't score yesterday, but they causes oodles and oodles of problems with the running into space and creating the opportunities for the forwards inside. And of course, then you have Tony Kelly. We needed to manage a player like Tony Kelly, and quite frankly, we didn't manage him yesterday. And we gave away too many soft frees in that first half because he's just going to pop them over. He missed one free yesterday. But when you come up like a brick wall, like 6 foot four guys like Conor Cleary at fullback, Pat O'Connor, Senamori is quite a big guy. They had a big team. And
that's one thing I've kind of noticed with the Wexford hurling setup as well, is that it's so machine orientated that they're such a unit that taking somebody as key to that unit as Lee Chin out of it yesterday, that is going to be a loss.
He's a loss, no doubt, but if you create a system, if you look at rugby and Leinster rugby, or if you look at any team sport, when you have a system, it's like a chain. When there's a break in the link, then obviously it'll cause problems. But if you have your system in place, it doesn't matter whether you and me come in, Aidan, we know the system. So I know it's not that easy to replace Lee Chin. But at the same time, if you have your system, if there's a link broken, the player that comes in, don't forget all these guys are trained, so they know the system we play, so somebody should be able to slot in. That's the way they look at it in rugby. So it should be the same in hurling. When you have a system, somebody should be able to slot in if there's somebody missing. That's the whole idea of the system that you play to.
One of the questions that was flying around on social media yesterday was, is this an indictment of Wexford GAA running the hurling championship off early in the summer? Do you think that had any impact on how the players are playing now?
No, I don't think so, Aidan. I don't think it had anything to do with fitness. We looked tired mentally, I think. It was a long break from the league when we had qualified, don't forget, for the quarterfinals of the league anyway. And we would have had that progression right through, maybe get to the semi-finals, maybe even get to a league final and then prepare. You know, it's a different year. It's a new year, so to speak, because we hadn't heard from February. So we were coming in. I don't think it had any effect. Look, Liam Ryan didn't hurl in the hurling championship. He played in the football championship. But he was outstanding yesterday. I couldn't see any of the players that affected playing yesterday. I think players want to play games. They prefer to play games than train.
And the other thing that was really missing from Wexford yesterday is just this real strong bench that we haven't really had for the last couple of years. You know, we have a very strong starting 15. Maybe, you know, there's a couple of lads that came in. Damien Reck came in and Shane Reck came in yesterday.
Damien did well when he came in, actually.
But I suppose we're just missing that panel of 25 that can really sort of change a game when you do go down 10 points at halftime.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree, Aidan. I think Mikey Dwyer showed up well in the league. Didn't get any game time in the last two games, just for the last few minutes. I think Cathal Dunbar, okay, didn't have a great club championship, but he's a will of the wisp. We see what we can do. Aidan Rashford was outstanding for his club and outstanding for Wexford. He didn't get a run because I think he's very good.
So then we do have the players.
Well, we do have the players.
But why
aren't
they being played?
Well, I think Davey has trusted the players that have started. He's been very loyal to them. And why wouldn't he be? You know, only a little over 12 months ago, we won maybe 14, 15 months ago, we won a Leinster title. We probably should have won an All-Ireland semi-final, maybe would have won an All-Ireland. So I know the keyboard warriors are out there at the moment, but we should give them a little chance. I think the way we want to play a hurling doesn't suit us at the moment. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. And Davey didn't make excuses himself either, to be fair, after the game. He said we're beaten by a better team. I fancy in the cold light of day, we'll sit down and analyse things. And there's a lot of players with a lot of mileage in the legs there. You know, Lee Chin, Matt Johannan, that, you know, they've been there since Davey came. They were there before Davey came. everybody will sit down, regroup, have a look at things, introduce new personnel. I think the lifeblood of any team in any sport is the introduction of new players. That makes a lot of sense. Alex Ferguson in soccer, we only have to go up the road to see Brian Cody how he does it. He introduces three or four every year. You have to have competition for places. And I think Davey went with the tried and trusted, and I suppose you can't blame him for going with the players that he trusted and players that have done it for him since he arrived.
And you were speaking to him after the game. He said he's going to reflect for the next week or two. I get the sense from you that you believe he's going to stay for the final year of his contract there anyway. So the best thing about this, I guess, is that the league will come round pretty quick, and maybe these players, the Cornell Floods, the, you know, Shane Rex, maybe these guys will actually get a couple of starts in the league.
Well, I think they will, and I think he will stay, and I think he will sit down. He's a very clever man, as we know. Like, he's brought Wexford hurling up to a different level. But he will sit down, he'll analyse it, the players themselves will sit down and see what they've got to do. I think Billy Byrne made the point that a lot of teams now are reading Wexford's play, and it's probably easier to handle Wexford's play in the winter with a slower ball, although you wouldn't have said the ball was slow yesterday when it got to Tony Kelly. But you know, Tony Kelly didn't challenge for puckouts yesterday. You know, he lay off, they had other people to break the ball from. Like, they were very clever, and Shane O'Donnell and Ryan Taylor, two corner forwards, were prepared to work their nuts off to create the scores inside. So Clare were up for the game. It was a frantic start. The referee was very poor. He couldn't handle the off the ball stuff. It's not the first time I've seen this referee from Galway. He was poor for both sides. Let the game flow at the wrong time, and then didn't let it flow when he should have let it flow. But I go back to your original question. I think Davey will regroup. He'll have a look at what he has. We've seen some decent performance from some excellent young players in the club championship, and he's had the advantage of seeing the club championship. I think he went with the tried and trusted. I think we are going to see changes. We're not sure what's going to happen with the league. There's even talk that the league will be played in March, that we'll go straight into the championship, and that we'll have an All-Ireland hurling maybe final in June, and then we'll have an All-Ireland football final in August, and then the club championship will be played. They're still up in the air as to what they'll do. It depends on what happens with COVID as well. But I think whatever happens, I think we will see a change in the way Wexford do things, and I think we will see a change. I mean, we can't, in my opinion, and keep having Conor McDonald out the field. He's too good in near the goal. I think Davey is clever enough. He'll sit down and analyse his style. Now, it took us a while to understand his style. His style is brilliant. It creates fantastic, exciting hurling,